Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Source Code. I am the social media superstar. I am the glitch in the system, and I am Jay Walker. Another old episode here, coming back to it, talking about stress and joy, and hang on for me at the other end. Let's do it. So I was about to go to a movie with my daughter. We were watching Wonder Park, which I highly recommend, actually. It was a great movie, especially for families and just adults with kids. I think it's a great lesson on how to handle certain situations. I don't want to get too much into the movie and spoil it for anyone. There was a couple surprises very early on that told this very emotional story. It does get you worked up, but I thought it was a great movie. But anyways, before the movie, we were having lunch, and the news was on the TV at the restaurant, and CNN is coming out with a documentary or some sort of feature on how the middle class is the most stressed people in the world because they don't know where they are in life. And I just thought that it made me laugh, because the way I look at news is they are selling fear. They're trying to get you fearful of something to create conversation, to create ratings. It's this very toxic thing. I don't watch the news regularly. It just happened to be on. I tend to tune it out. If something important happens in the world, I will just I will read about it, but I will not let it work me up, because in the end, I really can't do all that much about it. But what I can do on a small scale is just affect people with how I treat them, and etc. So this thing about stress and how the middle class is the most stressed, and how we need to be worried about this continuing trend about stress. They're trying to make you stressed about being stressed. And to me, it just made me laugh and smile. It's like, I got to do a podcast episode about this. Stress is just a part of life, right? Things can get busy and things can get stressful. And it's how you handle stress in that situation. I myself, when I'm not, I get stressed while pro wrestling, right? Like, just making sure I've got everything down pat for my match that night and my promo word for word, that the things I want to go over. Yeah, I stress about it, but I think in a very healthy way. Like, I don't get frustrated. I just reassure myself that I am a pro. I have been doing this. I am capable of this. And I think that's the number one thing. When you are stressed about certain situations, is just to remind yourself that you are capable. And whether it's working with a team or on your own, you just need to continue to remind yourself and rely on those others and work together and communicate. And I think alone too, when you communicate with yourself, that's most important too, to get through the amount of stress that you're going through in those situations. My father, though, is totally on the other side of this thing. When he gets stressed, especially at work, he gets flustered and angry and aggressive, and it's not constructive to the situation. In fact, it even may harm it and comes off in a very negative way, when that's not his intention. It's just how he unfortunately has learned to handle stress, and he tries to do everything all at once rather than remain calm and focused in the situation. He, in the end, does get the job done, and he gets it done perfectly. I'm just saying that, you know, maybe attacking it so aggressively isn't the way to go. There are other things day to day, right? We're stressed about our health and our emotions and upcoming events. There's so many different things to be stressed about. But at the end of the day, I wish more people would tackle it the way I do, just reassuring myself that I am capable. And whether it's moving quicker or thinking clear, just try to remain calm in those situations and reassure yourself that you are absolutely capable of anything you put your mind to, as long as you're willing to work through it with a smile on your face and with the confidence that nothing's going to be able to hold you back despite the insurmountable odds that lie ahead of you in some situations. I think that's it, really. Like, just be calm and be sure of yourself that you are capable. So after listening to that, I mean, this is just how I deal with everything. I feel like stress only slows us down. Worrying just really slows us down. All you can do, all that's ever asked of you to do, is just to work your hardest through these tough situations and do your best, and you'll come out the other end regardless, whether you succeed or fail. But in the end, you just have to be proud of your efforts, that you really gave it your all. To take away from everything, like, it really, like, when you're stressing or you're worrying, you're removing some of your focus from the actual task, and you're just worrying about yourself. You just, again, got to give it your best effort and your best intentions, and in the end, that's all that's really going to matter. And then from there, after you're done, then you can evaluate yourself and, you know, either do better next time or realize that, hey, there was no point in stressing or worrying about it all. And that's really how it ends. And, you know, in the end, we usually worry and stress about things that aren't such a big deal at the end of the day. It's just something, I don't know, you want to do good by somebody, or you're worried about what somebody's going to say about you. But in the end, like, it's just not going to matter. You do what you did the way you did it, and the result is what it is, and that's kind of the end of the story. So just stressing and worrying really isn't a piece of my DNA. Like, I just don't do it about anything, really. Just take it by ear. It goes how it goes, and there's not much you can do about it. So just go through it and realize that at the end of the day, you did it. That's about all I can say about it in the end, really. I know some people are just built with it in them, and it's going to have, you're going to have to unlearn how to stress and worry about these things. But in the end, it's totally worth it. When you're just confident in your own abilities, that you're giving it your all, that you have the best intentions to do the best job that you possibly can do, there's really not much else you can do other than that. So hopefully that kind of gets you to think about it. Hopefully that gets you to stop worrying about certain things that you're stressing about right now in this situation. And until next time, guys, thanks for listening and have a great day.